Aprochanubhuti, verse 68. Yeah. Okay. Sadai Vatma Vishuddhosti. Sadai Vatma Vishuddhosti. Vishuddho Bhati Vaisada. Yataiva Dvividha Rajuhu. Yataiva Dvividha Rajuhu. Jnani Jnano Jnani No Nisham. Jnani no jnani no nisham. Sada eva atma. Sada eva atma vishuddha asti. Hi ashuddha bhati vai sada. Yatha eva dvividha rajuhu jnaninah ajnaninah anisham. Sada, indeclinable, always. Eva, indeclinable, indeed. Emphasis. You don't, in translation, sometimes you won't translate Eva, but it gives emphasis. Alone, indeed, verily. Okay. That's how you see it translated in the translations often. So, indeed, always, Atma, Vishuddha Asti. Vishuddha means pure. Always, indeed, Vishuddha Asti. Vishuddha can mean, Visheshena means or extremely pure, very pure by its nature. It highlights the Vishuddha. It can also mean Vigata. Vigata means it is free of being pure. So you have to use the context. So here, Vishuddha, Visheshena Shuddha. It is pure. It is pure, very pure in its own way. It's almost like pra. So if you look it up in the dictionary, it'll just say pure. Okay.
Pure?
Pure. Pure.
Yeah.
Pure means free of any type of duality. Free of raga, dvesha, free from avidya. So when we use shuddhi, something that the atma is shuddha or vishuddha, really means it's free of avidya, kama, karma. Right? So free of all duality.
Mm-hmm.
Free of raga, dvesha, free of all duality, free of avidya, kama, karma. Avidya, ignorance, desire born of ignorance, and karma, the ensuing actions born of the ignorance. So these are all ways that Shuddha or Vishuddha is defined. Free of raga dvesha, free of likes and dislikes, free of all duality. Okay. So, sada eva atma, atma nominative singular, Vishuddha asti. Asti means is. So we don't even need asti there, but to fill the meter. So, always indeed, atma is Vishuddha. He can mean... Just emphasis again in this context. Ashuddha bhati vai sada. It vai means bhati means appears. Okay. Sada always. Vai is emphasis again, as is well known, as everybody knows. Prasiddha. Prasiddha means it's well known, well experienced by everyone. It always appears that atma. Even though Atma is always Vishuddha, right? It sada vai, as is well known, it bhati, it appears as Ashuddha. The Atma, which is always Vishuddha, appears always as Ashuddha, as impure. Ashuddha means impure. Ashuddha bhati. So Atma is the main subject. So Atma is always Vishuddha. And it always appears as ashuddha, as impure.
Okay? That's crazy.
Where is the as well known as it is well known?
Vai.
Vai,
okay. Like in the Taittiriya we have today, that vai that becomes what?
Bhati means appears.
Bhati, appears.
Not
it means shines also.
No.
It means also appears or seems. Okay? That's important to know because we often use bhati as... Mm-hmm. Something appears as that or seems as that. It also means to present itself as that, shine as that. Okay. Now he gives the example. Yata eva, just as, indeed. Dvivida, twofold, in two ways. Vida means ways or manners. So when we say dvi means two, dvivida, indeclinable, dvivida, means in two ways, in a twofold way. Sometimes you'll say in a twofold manner or in two ways. Okay? Dvivida. Rajuhu, just as the snake, just as the rope, Raju is snake, just as Rajuhu, just as the snake, Yata, Rajuhu, Bhati, appears in two ways. Bhati is the verb you're going to bring forward. Just as the Rajuhu, the snake, Bhati from the top line, appears in a twofold way. Just as the Rajuhu rope appears Bhati from the top line, Dvivida, in two ways. Okay? Jnaninaha, for the Jnani, genitive singular, Ajnaninaha, and for the Ajnani. For the Jnani, there's no cha here, but that cha is understood. For the Jnani and for the Ajnani, Anisham. Always. Anishan means without any uninterruptedly, incessantly, always. So anishan is an indeclinable. You can just say always. It's going to appear, because remember in the top line, it says the atma is always vishuddha. Okay, but it appears as, but it always appears as ashuddha. So now we could say like this. The Atma Sada is always Vishuddha for the Jnani. And it is always Ashuddha, impure, for the Ajnani. Just as the rope appears in a twofold way. For the Jnani, the one who recognizes the rope. For the Jnani of the rope, the knower of the rope. And for the one who is ignorant of the rope. That's the example. Everybody see? Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Could we translate in this context as the knowledgeable and the ignorant? Could you say that?
The one who has knowledge and the one who has ignorance.
Okay.
See that in affix again? Jnana, knowledge. Jnanin, one who has knowledge. Ajnana, ignorance. Ajnanin, one who is ignorant. So we're always in Vedanta, we're talking, we're always in the Jnani and the Ajnani. That's nominative singular of Jnanin. So Ajnaninaha, Jnaninaha is the genitive or the ablative, right? Ablative or the accusative plural. There's three different forms it could be. In this case, it's the genitive singular. It could be for Sanskritists, it could be the accusative plural, the ablative or genitive singular. Here's the genitive singular, jnaninaha, from jnanin. Okay?
Anisham.
Always. Also, if you look it up in the dictionary, which I did, to see what other words they use, uninterruptedly, incessantly, without break, anisham. Everybody see it?
So, Rhonda, can I just ask? So, this is drawing the stark contrast between jnanam and ajnanam. Basically.
Yeah, but the idea is this. How can, because in the Bhasha, they bring up this argument. How can something appear in two completely different ways? Mm-hmm. If you say that the Atma is Vishuddha, always, Sada, it is always Vishuddha, it is always pure, how can it always appear as impure? Impure means with all this duality. You say it's pure. How can it appear as all? It's always pure, and it always appears as impure. It's just, there's two avastas, two states of reality, two states of experience here. It always appears as pure for the jnani. It always appears as impure for the ajnani. Just as with a rope snake, the one who sees the rope, it will always be a rope. But the one who hasn't seen the rope, it will always be a snake until the rope is seen. That's the argument. Okay for everybody? Mm. Let's chant it and then we'll check this one. Sadaiva atma vishuddhosti. Sadaivatma vishuddhosti yashuddho bhati vaisada yashuddho bhati vaisada yathaiva dvividharajuhu yathaiva dvividharajuhu jnanino jnanino nisham jnanino jnanino nisham yathaiva mrinmayah kumbaha yathaiva mrinmayah kumbaha tad tadvaddeho pichinmayah tadvaddeho pichinmayah atmanatma vibhagoyam atmanatma vibhagoyam muddhaiva kriyate putaihi muddhaiva kriyate putaihi yatha eva mrinmayah kumbhah tadvat dehaha api chinmayaha atma anatma vibhagaha ayam mudha eva kriyate abhudaihi yatha. Just as eva indeed, yatha eva, just as indeed, emphasis eva, mrinmayaha, made of clay, mrit, if we say mrit, mrid means clay, with a maya affix, it means made of, consisting of, made of. So mrinmayaha, made of clay. What is made of clay? Kumbaha, the pot. The dakara of mrid becomes na because of the ma. So mrinmayaha. Right?
Mrid.
I think it's mrid. It's mrid or mrit. But it becomes the nakara. I think it's mrid. George. Okay. So it becomes mrin because of the mayaha. Okay? Kumbaha means a pot.
I thought it was gita.
That's another word. Gata is another word for pot. Kumba is also a pot. Okay? So mrinmayaha, kumbaha. So just as the pot is made of clay, tadvat, like that. Tadvat means like tata, right? Yatha tata. You can also have yadvat tadvat or yatha tadvat. Vat means like, so tadvat like that. Dehaha api, the body also, chinmayaha, is made of consciousness. Made of means consists of. That is, it's just like the clay is the very substance, the very what is the pot, what the pot is made of. It is only clay. Like that for the body, the deha, it is only chit, chinmayaha.
Could you break that word down?
Chin becomes chit, chit plus mayaha becomes chinmayaha. Mayaha means made of, consists of. Okay? Chinmayaha, made of chin, made of chit, made of consciousness.
Yeah.
Okay, for everybody? All nominatives, except for the indeclinables.
That's a nice word, made of consciousness.
Consisting of.
Yeah.
That's what it is there. What is there is the consciousness. Okay? Made of consciousness. It's an affix. Atma, the Atma, the self, Anatma, the not-self, vibhagaha, the division, the separation. Vibhaga means there's two parts. There's a division. This division, this vibhaga, between the atma and the anatma, ayam, this. This vibhaga, this division, atma, anatma, vibhagaha, ayam. Ayam means this. So this division between the atma and the anatma, the self and the not-self, mudha eva. Mudha is the same as mithya. It's an indeclinable. It means false. They could have well said mithya. It is mithya. It's false. Okay. Mudha eva kriyate. Kriyate means is made. Okay. So if we say false, here it's being used adverbially. Is falsely made abhudaihi. This this division between the Atma and Atma is falsely made abuddhahi by those who don't know. Buddha means one who knows. Buddh, from Buddh. Buddha, so abuddha, is one who doesn't know. The a negates abuddhahi in Shamanal plural. So it is made, this vibhaga between the Atma and the Anatma is made erroneously, falsely, by those who don't know.
And doesn't the word mudha also have a connotation of like being kind of stupid?
It does. That's when we're using it as a noun, but mudha is an adverb.
So in this case, like it doesn't have that kind of little nuance.
Well, it does, because mudha is used for somebody who's
deluded. Yeah, that's what it means.
So it comes from the same root, but this happens to be used adverbially and used as an indeclinable. Like if you look it up in the dictionary, it would be an indeclinable. Mithya can be used as an adverb also. It's also indeclinable. falsely. It is falsely made. This division is falsely brought about, falsely made by the abuddhahi, by those who don't have knowledge, right?
Yeah, I like your explanation better than the word stupid.
Yeah. Well, the mudas, sometimes confused. They're... It's actually those who are confused. It's not stupid,
right.
Because...
It's a strong word.
It means deluded.
Sometimes.
Pretty arrogant word.
But what it actually is talking about is 99.9999999% of the people who don't have knowledge, which is everybody who doesn't have self-knowledge, have this delusion, have this erroneous conclusion.
Right.
So they are falsely, they're making a false division. So that's what it says to me. This false division between the Atma and the Anatma is made by those who don't know. Okay? So that's literally what it means. Why is it false? Because just as a clay, just as a pot, this pot form is made of nothing but clay, and so therefore there's no dvaita, there's no duality between the pot and the clay. There's no real dvaita there. It's not there's a clay here and pot here. There's satyam mithya. There's only one thing there, right? In the same way, the body is nothing but consciousness. The body is only consciousness. So it has the same satyam mithya. There is no real division. It's not there's the body here and consciousness here. Consciousness is the very being, the very substance of the body and of the entire creation. So any division that you make between consciousness and the body, and you can extend that to consciousness and the whole Maya Upadi, the whole Ishwara, that division is mithya. It's a false division. And it's a false division that is made by everybody who doesn't have knowledge of the Atma. Right? Everybody clear?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great, Father. That's
very beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's chant it and chant the next one.
I am, actually.
Yathaiva minmaya kumbaha. Yathaiva minmaya kumbaha. Tadvaddeho pichinmayaha. Tadvaddeho pichinmayaha. Atmanatmavipagoyam. Atmanatmavipagoyam. Muddhaiva kriyate buddhaihi. Muddhaiva kriyate buddhaihi. Sarpatvena yatharajju. Sarpatvena yatharajju. Rajatatvena shuktiha. Rajatatvena shuktiha. Vinirnita vimudhena. Vinirnita vimudhena. Dehatvena tathatmata. Dehatvena tathatmata. Here.
Sunday.
I know. Sarapatvena. Yata. Rajuhu. There's a special Sunday rule here. I don't think I've emphasized it, but the Sunday rule is if normally in a Sunday, when any vowel except an O or A is followed by a rakara, a repha. So we have, this is the Sunday rule. Any vowel except A or A plus visarga followed by a soft consonant or vowel goes to repha. It goes to an R. But if the soft consonant that follows happens to be an R,
R.
Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have rajura, right? In this,
yeah.
It would become rajura rajatvena. But so what they say is instead of having that double R, rajura rajuhu rajatvena becomes rajura rajatvena, they drop that refa.
The preceding vowel goes long.
Yes, that's it. That's why you have that. Raju who becomes
yeah.
Raju, okay?
What's going
so
on?
That's what
happened. Touchdown! You missed it.
It's a Sunday rule.
Penny's
don't worry
in the
about
first
it.
Place now.
Yeah.
It's a Sunday rule.
Sunday rule. Okay. So let's read it with that, Penny. So, Sarva Tvena Yatha Rajuhu. Rajatatvena shuktika vinirnita vimudhena dehatvena tata atmata. Okay? Just that, oh sorry, sarkatvena, that twa in snakeness. Okay? In, as a snake is all we're going to say, but yata, just as Rajuhu the snake appears as understood, right? Appears as a snake. It has, literally it says, just as the snake has snakeness. When we use the instrumental, the tvena is instrumental. You're used to only, Sanskrit people are only used to seeing that ana affix or the instrumental singular, meaning by or with or together with. Okay? So it can mean causal, by, because of, with. There's another meaning for that instrumental affix that's called ittambhavi bhave in the Panini Sutras. It means that instrumental can be used to show the nature of something. So here, we would say, just as the rope has snakeness, and you have to add in your mind, bringing it down from the next verse, just as the rope appears as being a snake, having snakeness. We won't say that in English. In English, we'd say, just as the rope appears as a snake. Okay.
But you couldn't say, like, by the snakeness.
No, it's not by.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not by.
It's really not by.
It's showing this. The rope appears to have this nature. The rope appears to be a snake, right? As having having for its nature snakeness. Okay, that's a special use of the instrumental that Shankara, we use it a lot. So every time we use it that way, it's called ittambhave. It shows the thisness of something. Okay? I'm going to point it out. So just as the rope appears as understood, appears to have be a snake, then rajatvena, same thing, ittambhave shows the quality, as silver. Rajata means silver. Just did the stuff that they were
stuck. Silverness appears on the shell?
Shuktika. Shuktika means a shell, mother of pearl shell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, same, just as the mother of pearl appears understood as silver, appears to have silverness.
Shuktika is also instrumental singular?
No, nominative. Just like Raju is nominative,
yes.
Shuktika is nominative. Mm-hmm. So, just as the Shuktika, the mother of pearl shell, appears as having silver, as being silver. Appears as silver. Rajatvena. Mm-hmm. Rajata is silver. Rajatvena appears as silver. The same ittambhavi. Okay? So those are the drishtantas, the illustrations. So let's look at this. This second line is going to appear in the next, I think, five verses, the second line. Vinirnita is in the feminine past passive participle, and it means is ascertained, or is recognized, is ascertained as. We'll put it together as we go through each word here. Vimudena, by those who are deluded, the vimudas. Dehatvena, as being the body. Now this is the same ittambhavi, tata. Similarly, atmata. They could have just said atma. Atmata means being the nature of the atma. Ta ta or tva affects means the nature of. Similarly, the nature of the Atma, dehatvena, the nature of the Atma, vinirnita, is ascertained as being the body. In English, we say just as the nature of the Atma is taken to be the body, but literally it means it's ascertained. You've made this conclusion. You've ascertained that that yourself is the body. It is ascertained. Who makes that conclusion? Vimudena. It is ascertained by the Vimudas. Vimudena. Because past passive participle. The nature of the Atma is ascertained by those who are deluded to be the Atma, to be the body. Everybody see it? This last line is there for the next five verses.
Mm-hmm. You turn on that line.
Everybody see this? Let's chant it. Sarapatvena yataraju. Sarapatvena yataraju. Rajatatvena shuktika. Rajatatvena shuktika. Vinirnita vimudhena. Vinirnita vimudhena. Dehatvena tatatmata. Dehatvena tatatmata. Kartatvena yata prithvi, kartatvena yata prithvi, kartatvena vatantavaha, kartatvena vatantavaha, vinirnita vimudhena, vinirnita vimudhena, dehatvena tatatmata, dehatvena tatatmata, kartatvena. Yata, prithvi, patatvena, eva, tantavaha. Next line, we'll just take the next line as though known, but it's the same. Yata, just as, prithvi, the earth, prithvi, nominative singular, gatatvena, as having the nature of a pot. Just as the earth is taken to be a pot, right? Just as the earth, the clay, it's another word for mrit, for clay. Just as the prithvi is taken to be a gutta, a pot. Patatvena eva tantavaha. Eva means like, just as. Like, so you could say just as, because you've got yata and eva. It's just fillers to be able to get all this idea. So just as the earth has potness, and just as the tantavaha, the tantu, the threads, tantuous threads, have clothness. Pata is cloth, patatvena. So literally in English, just as the earth appears to be a pot, is taken to be a pot, and just as the tantavaha, the threads, are taken to be a cloth. See, if you take threads to have clothness and earth to have potness, right? That is not true. In the same way, the Atma is taken to have bodiness. Right? The Atma, the nature of the Atma is taken to be the body the same way that the earth is taken to be a pot, or the threads, cotton, the cotton threads are taken to be cloth. Okay? By the Vimudas, by those who are deluded.
Yeah, we do that all the time. I mean, I do it all the time.
We've never really heard this for Shanta, the pot of the earth being taken for a pot.
Because of that's right. And he's pointing this out, mutual superimposition, right? The two are, it's like the red hot iron ball, you can go either way. The fire takes on the roundness and the heaviness of the iron, but the iron takes on, right, the hotness and the redness of the fire. So here they're now with this verse they're going from the standpoint of the Atma, right? The Atma as though, and it's the mind is doing it. The mind is giving, is saying that I am the body, mm-hmm. right? Just like the threads could be taken as the cloth, or the earth could be taken as the pot, the self is taken as the body. Self, which is consciousness. Let's do one more and then we'll do some.
Yeah, before you do that, could you run to the last line again? I mean, not the second.
The second line is the same in each one.
Yeah, just quick.
Similarly, the tata, atmata, similarly, the nature of the atma, dehatvena, the nirmita, the atma is ascertained, dehatvena, as the body,
okay,
by the vimuttas.
Okay, I got
it. I want to do one more of these and then we'll stop. Verse 72.
Oh, this goes on forever.
We'll chant the last one, the one we just did, and then chant the 72. Karatvena yata prithvi, karatvena yata prithvi, patatvena vatantavaha, patatvena vatantavaha, vinirunita vimudhena, vinirunita vimudhena. Dehatvena tatatmata, dehatvena tatatmata.
The last tatatmata.
Tatatmata. Or the tata.
Yeah.
Tatatmata. Atmata. Atmata.
Atmata.
But you're going to see in your transliteration, tata, then two little strokes.
Yeah.
Then.
T-M.
So you translate it, you chant it, tatatmata, tatatmata,
tatatmata,
yeah, tatatmata,
tatatmata,
mm-hmm,
tatatmata.
So
the
T is not predominant. Yeah,
tatatmata,
tatatmata.
Okay, okay, okay. Enough of that. What was it again?
It's because it's a little confusing in the transliteration. I know what the problem is. Let's go on. Kanakam kundalatvena, kanaka kundalatvena, tarangatvena vajalam, tarangatvena vajalam, vinirnita vimudhena, vinirnita vimudhena, dehatvena tatatmata, dehatvena tatatmata. Kanakam kundalatvena, tarangatvena vajalam. No, samyukta. Kanakam is gold. These are all nominatives. Kanakam, neuter, nominative singular. Gold. Kundalatvena, as the bangle. As a bangle, as being a bangle. Kundala is like a bracelet, a bangle. Kanakam, kundalatvena. Tarangatvena. Taranga is a wave. As a wave, vai, as is well known by Prasiddha. Jalam, water as a wave. So just as gold appears as a bangle and water appears as wave, as a wave, as being a wave. Just another way, just to be really literal, just as gold has bangleness and water has waveness. In that same way, the Atma is ascertained by the deluded as having bodiness, as being the body. Okay? That's five. Why don't we stop there?
You want to do the Bhashya later?
No, Bhashya on this, because we're going to go into we're going to go into the vocabulary. We can take a little stand-up break if you want.